Mark Sambo is the chair of the Cook County Grand Marais Joint Economic Development Authority, and you guys had a meeting yesterday.
Yes, we did.
And let's talk about marketing the business park.
Well, we put an ad will be in the paper probably, let's see, today's Wednesday. Might even go in today. We're looking for a real estate company to start marketing. Well, we had one before, and that contract has expired. And so we thought, now would be a good time to start up another one. So we're going to have another real estate company, hopefully, let us know that they want to aggressively market the lots at Cedar Grove Business Park.
Well, as the economy continues to improve slowly,
we've had some interest. We've had a couple people who are interested. One that has put down earnest money on a lot, but has not followed through as yet. So we're going to try to talk to them and say, okay, let's get this going, or let's back out completely.
Now, we talked about this before, but EDA is looking for a director.
Yes, yes.
And you got a job description.
Last night we approved a job description. It's going to go on our website as a reposting of the position. We'll put an ad in the paper. We'll put it on Boreal. We'll put it on our website. And we'll probably put it onto the Minnesota site that, because we don't, this is a position we think is very important. And we believe at the present time we're moving the EDA in the right direction. Mm-hmm. We think we've been floundering for a number of years. And now we think we're moving in the right direction. We think we're getting our budget in order. And now would be a good time to get a director that can do the things that an EDA is supposed to do. I can't.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that, but good. Okay, so we can look forward to talking about that in the future. And golf course. Last time you and I talked, you were talking about some construction work on the golf course, and I understand that that is going.
Yes, they're on the ground. They're working. They're actually ahead of schedule. They've they were doing 4, 5, and 6. Because those are the ones that are furthest away from the river, because we're doing the river course. And 4, 5, and 6 have been the ones that they started on, and all of a sudden now they're saying they can get into 1 and 9, which is really a great thing. They're doing the greens and, getting the prep work done now. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the, I think Bob Fenwick said yesterday that we possibly are going to be having the irrigation system already in before next fall. So if the irrigation system is in by next fall, we can be seeding and watering and getting that course ready to go.
Yeah. And the reason for staying away from the river?
Well, just run off into the river in the spring when the snow melts. We're just trying to stay away from there. During the peak runoff times.
Okay.
Hopefully next spring after the snow is gone, they'll be working as close as they can to, we don't want to disturb the Poplar River at all.
No, it's a trout stream.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's has enough going on for it, but there's been so much work done on the Poplar River, I can understand why caution is a good thing. Okay, Mark Sambo is the chair of Cook County Grand Marais Joint Economic Authority.
Thanks for the opportunity, Jay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Talk to you again.